Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
In our first lesson today, we find ourselves in the middle of a story. King David has sinned grievously. The prophet Nathan had confronted him, saying, "Wherefore hast thou despised the commandments of the Lord to do evil in his sight?" To which David replied, "I have sinned against the Lord." As a result of his sin, because by this deed he hath given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, his baby son becomes very sick. David, believing it was his fault, is passionate in his prayer. He's fasting, he's sleeping on the ground, and finally, after about a week, the child dies. Everyone expected David to be shocked and upset and to go into deep mourning at the news. But instead, David arose from the earth, he washed, he anointed himself, and he changed his apparel. He came into the house of the Lord, and he worshipped. Then he came into his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him, and he ate. In 2 Samuel, David says, "While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, 'Who can tell whether God will be gracious to me, that the child may live? But now he is dead, wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me.'" How many of us have lost dearly beloved ones? No matter what the cause, no matter what the circumstance, it's still an incredibly painful and poignant event in all of our lives. Many of us have held on and watched those that we care about slowly decline in health and spirit. We have done all that we can do to keep the end from coming. We have spent our time laboring, worrying, praying, but there are times that the final result is sad and it tears us apart. Others have been overtaken suddenly by the loss of those in our lives that meant everything to us. How many of us had faith like David's? A faith that accepts what is and trusts in God. "I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me," he said, and went about his business until that day would arrive. In our second lesson this morning, we hear the words of Jesus. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." This was not new information to David. David knew it already. How was his faith so stalwart and steady? He knew the character of God. He trusted in his goodness. Jesus didn't say, "You know it because I told you." He said, "You already know it. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Jesus' message is clear to all those who will hear it. In John 12:26, "Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servants also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me." In John 14:7, "If ye had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." John 14:18, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Jesus came into the world, a prophet like other prophets. He declared the word of the Lord. He announced the judgment of God on a disobedient people. He proclaimed the invitation to repentance, and he pointed us to the kingdom of God. But he did more, because he was more. He was no mere prophet, but God, the Son of God, not merely a messenger, but the way. As he said to Thomas, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." For all the pointing of all the prophets, it remains true that we are weak, flawed, and sinful, and totally unable to do what must be done. If we are to reach the final goal, we must understand that he, the Lord, became a man, and as a man he trod the paths of death. He suffered them for us. And after he broke those bonds, he rose again and goes before us to make us welcome forever. He is the way by the path he opened, by the pains he suffered for us, by the blood he poured out for us, by the cross on which he died, by the tomb in which his lifeless body lay, and by his glorious triumph over death. He has become the way, and that way leads on to glories unimagined. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And we may respond, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and staff, thy comfort me. And we follow him on the path that he has prepared, in his truth, in his life, to the place where David knew he would go, where his son awaited him, where perhaps our own loved ones await, and where, above all, he awaits, the one who loved us enough to die and rise again. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, who art the way and the truth and the life, look upon us poor sinners and stir up in us by thy cross and resurrection the lively hope of everlasting redemption. Thou who liveth and reigneth with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Amen. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said it's more blessed to give than to receive.